The Archbishop of Canterbury, Dr. Rowan Williams, has called on the world's religious leaders to take the lead in empowering poor nations in their battle to counter environmental degradation. The Archbishop was speaking at an interfaith conference he hosted in Lambeth Palace and came on the same day that European Union officials failed to agree on how much to give poorer nations to encounter the effects of warming climate. Progressio's advocacy manager, Tim Aldred, attended the meeting. He says that now more than ever, religious communities need to make their voice heard in support of developing nations in the countdown to Copenhagen.
They have moved forward, and at the same time, they've still left a lot more to do. They've agreed, for example, that $150 billion is the amount of money that's required by developing countries, but they've not set specific targets. The one set of numbers that they have agreed is that between, I think, 22 and 50 billion euro should come from public finance. It is a long way short of what we would hope that we will finally come to at Copenhagen. If you compare it, for example, to the amount of money that's been put into bailing out the banks in the past year, it is affordable. It's a large amount of money, but it is something that could be agreed. That there's a long way to go before we get that deal in Copenhagen that we all desperately need.